What up, good people? It's Mr. Allen, as always. It's like a quarter to midnight. Taking a break from homework, reading and writing and reading and writing and reading and writing. But in the midst of that, I'm like understanding things. So I wanted to share one little bit of information that I thought was pretty cool. In essence, it's simple because it's not simple. A lot of people forget this factor when it comes to marketing, I would say. Marketing, advertising, promotion, stuff like that. So we finna get into it, y'all. Clear Visions Podcast. Yes, sir.
What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions Podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear? Clear.
Clear Visions Podcast, Mr. Allen. Thank y'all for hitting play. MPN, all the great things. So try to keep this quick. I really want to get into some fun stuff on this podcast, man, but I just can't get to it because I got other stuff that I need to focus on. But I told myself that I was going to, you know, be diligent in releasing something, giving some form of information, data-driven stuff. I'm just trying to do, like, practices when it comes to business, when it comes to logical thinking, when it comes to critical thinking. All those things. And I feel compelled to share these with you guys and gals. And, you know, hopefully it resonates with you. Again, I don't like to use that word, but whatever. This is another spitball joint. So the method that I wanted to speak on, the strategy I want to speak on, is the push strategy and the pull strategy. So in class, reading my social media management class, we're in a section where we're talking about strategic ways of making content that will in return either be a push strategy or a pull strategy. I don't think, let me take that back. I resonate with pull strategy, period. Push strategy, when it comes to the normal consumer, depending on what the product is or the service or the educational factor that they, you know, that people want to have when it comes to content, all of the things, it can either be beneficial or it could be not beneficial. But when I said in the intro that a lot of people forget about that factor, I do feel like when it comes to certain people promoting or whatnot, that they forget about the actual push factor. I mean, the pull factor. And, you know, me being so analytical, I'm thinking like, all right, you know, I broke it down to the beginnings, like push and pull. So, of course, when you think about pushing, you're pushing something onto someone or something. You're wanting the person to receive it when it needs to be received. It's a direct type of strategy that you have, you know, and so forth. But not strategy. It's a action. You push, it's a verb. So it's, you know, it's a type of action. But when you're pulling something towards you. You're pulling something to you, or the object or whatnot is pulling to you. So I broke it down to that part. But when you think about the push-pull strategy of marketing, or promotions or advertisement or whatever, to me, all of that is all simultaneous. So when it comes to the push factors, like I think about when people just push flyers or push this product. And it's just simply that. It's like nothing around it. Like it's almost like it's no substance to it. It is a substance because we'll use the flyer for example. The flyer is just a push. I mean, when you think about social media, it's like you're scrolling through your timeline and then you see a sponsor or you see an ad or whatnot. And it's like push. And some of these ads are not really welcoming or it's not, you know, not beneficial to you. So you just seeing it and you like, oh, you know, the apocalypse is listening to my to my conversations. Cause I was talking with, you know, my mom about I want a new pair of shoes. And the next thing I know, I see a pair of shoes on the ad. I mean, as an ad. So it's just that push. But when we think about the pull strategy, you're thinking about bringing somebody into what you're selling or into what you're promoting, the educational aspects of things or whatever, the entertaining thing too. Like, you know, when you're pulling somebody in, you want to have that hook. You want to have that draw. You want to get, you know, you want to have people buy in versus forcing people to make a decision. And when you force people to make a decision, it's almost like, you know, most adults are like, I don't want to be told what to do. But when you're pulling somebody in, you're thinking about intentional ways to make content that makes people want to stop and read it or observe or Google it or follow you and all those type of things. So I know for me, I try to be as purpose, you know, be as purpose as possible when it comes to making content. And, you know, when I put stuff out there, I want people to be like, okay, let me read more. Or let me find more info about this person or this, you know, this product, this service that we have. And a lot of that is forgotten because it's like, okay, let's get a party going, get a flyer out there. Boom, we've done the work. No, you want to think about the flyer and outside the flyer with the information on it, you want to think about the colors, the theme of it. You want to think about all the logistics, like, you know, what time of the day you doing the event, this and the third, blase. But like, you want to think about the colors. You want to think about the aesthetics. You want to think about, I mean, hell, even the hue of the color. You want to think about what imagery you're going to have on the flyer. All those things. And if you're throwing an event and it's a fundraiser, you know, you wouldn't have no woman with a bikini on it, unless you're doing it at a beach, and that might be your intentions. But a lot of people don't think about those things, and they just push. When we should be thinking about pulling. And one of the factors of poor strategy is educating somebody what you have going on. And I've said that for years, like people don't. You know, it's like, what is the intention? What's the purpose? Like, why? The main thing you should probably ask yourself, like, why? Why am I even promoting this event? Why am I even having this event? Before you even think about making a flyer or whatever. And again, I'm just using that as an example. It's a highly example that I'm using because I'm in that field a lot. When we're making flyers, we're having events, and you want to have people come out. You know what I'm saying? And yes, you can have the best DJ. Yes, you can have a superstar there or whatnot. It still is a factor of the pool. So you can have a Bobby Valentino come to your event. But why am I coming to see Bobby Valentino? Even with Beyonce, like, yes, she's the queen or whatever. But, you know, why are you going to see Beyonce? And I'm sure for my Beehive folks, Beyonce does a great job with pulling you in to get you to buy into her or listen to her music, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I just wanted to spit it out real quick because when I read it, it's just, you know, it's one of the things where you kind of know something, but then when it's put in a different context, you're like, wow, damn, I learned a lot more about this. One of the things that I spoke on might have been on the podcast. You know, it was on the podcast. Not sure if it was on Clear Visions or the Groove Suite or whatnot, but I remember in undergrad, I was in class and exclusivity, the word exclusivity came up. And in the context that it was stated, I was like, wow, I never thought about that. So I thought about NPN and I thought about this, the exclusivity that Fly Sauce and Tees has, the Groove Suite has. And I was doing these things, not even realizing that I was doing it. But in the context that it was mentioned in class, it made that stick in my head more. So that's what this was when it comes to the push and pull strategy. It just makes me think like, okay, I need to be a little more intentional. But at the same time, too, I'm doing the great job, as I feel like I'm doing, of pulling people in and having people understand what I'm doing. Why am I doing this? Another example I would use for that is the Groove Suite. Like the Groove Suite in Facebook. It's definitely a community. It's definitely a community where we share music. And, you know, some days we're having like a big conversation. Some days it's just chill. But I make sure I go in there and I just hit people up and be like, what's happening? What y'all listening to? What y'all got going on? I try to keep that community as going as possible. With, you know, I'm doing it, you know, with no ill intentions at all, because I just like to talk to people about things, especially when it comes to stuff that I love, when it comes to communications and music. So the Groove Suite serves as that purpose. And it just made me realize that the strategies when I make content or when I want to put content out there is a form of pull strategy versus push. Like, I can push and be like, buy this music, listen to this podcast, come to this event, da 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 da. But instead, I'm like, we're going to have this event so we can, you know, appreciate this type of music or dive into this type of conversation or think about how these songs affect our culture. I mean, I can go deep in that, into that part, or I can just keep it simple surface and be like, let's do a throwback Thursdays. Let's make a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Just stuff that's appealing, you know, on an Excel type of action. So, yeah. But it's cool that when I read that in a reading, the pull and push strategy, that you know, I'm going the right path. But, you know, just something that you want to think about to the creators, the influencers, the business people that are listening to this, like, you know, think about your pull and push strategy. Now, if you don't push, fine, but identify that and hone into it. But when it comes to the pulling, I think the pulling is more of a, it's more of a emotional tie to it. It's more of a, let me bring these people in. Let me educate these people. Let me entertain them, or let me do a how-to, like, how to make a mixtape, or what are some of the ways that make people feel good about their lives? What songs make them feel away? So stuff like that, those pull type of strategies. So that's how I identify with a lot of those things. And hopefully you do that as well. So anyway, thank y'all for listening. I am done rambling. It is now midnight and I got to do some homework and then go to bed and get some rest. So again, another Spitball podcast. One of these days, I'm going to get into my fun bag because I like to do fun stuff on here. One of my quotes that I've been mentioning, reward experimentation. So I've been really wanting to experiment on that. But for now, I got to do work because I got to get my paper, all right? So I can get some more paper. So anyway, love y'all so much. Make sure you follow all the things, MrAlPete.com, MPN-LLC.com. To get the latest podcasts, music mixes, and all the things. So, love y'all. Be great to the top.
Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, MPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming to the top.